I can fix this. I can fix. Fuck, I can fix me. I can. It's in the book. It has to be in the book somewhere. We can use it to stop Blackwell. I just need a couple more hours with it. I know I can figure out all of this stuff, and I need it. I'll show Caitlin I'm not a monster. I can control this.
Help! Oh! Oh, God.
Oliver?
Hi.
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. This is episode 18, Amor Vincit, by Brigham Snow and Megan Fitzmartin.
Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It's you. Carl, was it?
Caleb, what are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
What are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
Can I see the book?
Did we talk recently? I seem to remember a phone call. Or did time break again? Hey, I thought we discussed this.
What? Who are you talking to? I'm the only one here.
Okay, he didn't mean that.
You're talking to the book?
Yeah, we're friends now, aren't we? We're friends. Tell me we're friends. It tells me things. Some things I like, but other things. Hey, you know what? You shouldn't be here.
You don't know anything about it.
Oh yeah? And you do? Oh, you're right. I remember now. You want to look in the book. You think it has answers, a solution to your little problem.
It's a much bigger problem now. I did it again. The emotion-pushing thing, and Caitlin overheard our phone call, and now I'm... Look, I just need the book.
I told you on the phone, and I'll tell you again, that's a bad idea. What do you think it's going to do for you anyway? Why take the time to track us down in the middle of the night?
Mark told me you were here.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He's worried about you.
No, he isn't. Well, I mean, he is, but... He spent the past week worrying with Beck, and they talk about... Well, I don't know what they talk about. It's a secret door. But he's not worried. And you seem to be implying that he's a level of worried beyond the normal level of worry, and that's not... We're not... He's not worried. Oh, God, Oliver, baby steps.
I don't think I followed any of that.
He asked me not to leave again.
Let me see the book, Oliver.
But I did. I still left, and I ran away, and I came here. All week, just looking in this book like it'll give me some answers while he's... Who says there even are answers?
You should talk to Mark about... Whatever this is.
Yeah, I don't think he'd understand.
But I do?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? I think you do. So I'll ask you again. Why do you need to look in the book?
I really think you need a break from everything, buddy.
Oh, bullshit. Don't call me buddy. You aren't worried about me, are you, Casey?
Are you going to leave this creaky old boathouse that you hate so much or not?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Nobody worries about me. Listen, this book won't solve your problems.
I have to at least try.
Hmm. Yes, I knew you'd understand.
Man, your emotions are... You're all over the place. What are you doing here, Oliver?
It's hard, isn't it? Not to fall into the same old habits.
I don't think there's anything about this situation that could be classified as a habit.
Oh, sure there is. The habit of human struggle. As with all the good stories, there's some undercurrent of humanity, regardless of the situation. It makes the story relatable. We're relatable.
What?
Hey, why did you start going to Mark's sister?
Is there some sort of short attention span section in that thing? You're giving me whiplash.
I haven't ever been to therapy. Well, not real therapy. AM mandated head shrinking sessions. Yeah, that doesn't count. I've been told I should go, but I thought I'd had, you know, enough of that sort of thing. You know, that the idea of sitting in a chair for an hour and someone forcing me to talk about what's going on inside me, that wouldn't change anything. It's better to run, to leave. So I kept running.
Not from here, it seems.
What do you see when you look in the book?
It doesn't matter.
Lie better.
I'm not lying! It's just... That guy, Blackwell, he's not a good dude. He kidnapped my friend and seems to be trying to take over the world by taking atypicals or trying to sacrifice us for something. And that book has the answers.
Sacrifice? What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You think I just make this shit up?
Did you tell Mark?
Because you guys have really done a great job solving this mystery all week by yourselves. What do you see?
No, you should really talk to Mark. He's probably with Beck. That's where he's been all fucking week.
What do you see?
Fine. Potential. Possibilities. It hums when you open it. Have you noticed that? Like it's living. Like it wants to talk to you, to tell you things. And everything. I'm talking everything you could possibly imagine. And those possibilities, oh boy, they are heady. Endless roads filled with endless places. I mean, you could see everything you could ever want. That world is open. It's free. And you're right, there's an answer in there. But it's not for you. It's the answer to all the questions I don't even know how to ask.
Didn't know you could be this eloquent.
Whatever it is, we might not be made for it.
Wow, could you hold on to one emotion for like just a second?
Oh, right, the emotions thing. Is that what you get out of it?
Anger. That's why I went to see Dr. Bright. I get so angry. In school, I felt all the emotions at once, every single person's feelings.
Do you still feel that?
I can handle them better now. At least... I used to. Fuck, I can't even say that anymore. It's too much. Oliver, you're feeling too much. Can you just hold on for 1 second?
On what? My feelings?
Yeah, I just need... Can you... Fuck, pick a fucking emotion, dude!
Whoa, easy, partner.
I just need to take a breath. You need to take a breath, okay?
Hey, man, I'm breathing over here. I'm chill.
You know what I mean.
I'm not sure that I do, kid.
Can you give me the book?
You want it?
That's what I fucking said!
All right. Well, in the name of science, time to observe. Heisenberg, be damned.
What? Was it what you named the book?
Yeah, shucks, he's so pretty. Never mind, kid. It's right in front of you. Have at it.
That's good. That's it.
You're crying.
Yeah, I'm crying. It's sad, but it's good.
Is it taking the edge off?
Something like that.
Hey, okay, this is more serious than I thought. I think...
Wait.
No. Game's over. Hand it back.
What? So you can have it?
Yeah, but not in the weird Gollum paranoid way you probably mean.
Just shut up for a second. Don't feel anything. You're seeping in on the edges and... It's not working. What about this? Yeah, that's it.
What is it?
Happy. It's Happy. This could work. The last one could have been too close to what you were feeling.
Hey, come on. Try some tact, kid.
No, you're still there. Can you go outside?
I'm not gonna do that.
Why not?
I'm the adult here. You have to listen to me.
Oliver, just get out of me.
Kid, I don't control that. That's on you.
Oliver, you keep tainting the feelings with your own. Can you just leave for a...
Tainting the feeling? Okay, I think we... It's time we stop
confidence.
This.
Confidence. Where's confidence?
What?
Just stop, please. Just let me focus.
Why do you need confidence?
Because I feel like a fucking coward.
Okay, why?
I froze earlier.
You froze.
I need to focus. Just let me find what I need, okay? Just back off.
Okay, Whiplash Redux, what is going on in that empathy brain of yours?
I couldn't defend him. I couldn't move. I kept going back, thinking back to when I can't hurt someone again.
Hey, and I don't want you to, okay? I think it's in all our best interest that you don't do that.
I don't want to fight because I'm afraid if I start, I won't stop and I'll kill someone. Ah, fuck, dude, just get out. I don't have room for your feelings. Just fucking stop.
Hey, do you see me doing anything?
Fucking, where is it? I thought I saw an entry.
Caleb.
Shut up.
Hey.
Ah! I'm so fucking tired of this.
Okay, you're freaking me out there, pal.
I'm not your pal. I'm not kid. I'm not sport.
No. I'm getting that loud and clear.
Just shut up and keep your emotions to yourself.
Look, wait. Are we talking about my emotions here or everyone's? Because I'm starting to get a final straw breakdown coming on, and I don't know if being trapped in a frigid shed by a river with a kid who can bench me... Sorry, I didn't mean to say kid. Sport. Oh, see, I almost said sport, too, but I'm sorry. Caleb, just calm down, okay?
I don't know what's happening.
Hey, look at me.
I don't.
Caleb, just fucking look at me. It's the book, man. Obviously, it's the book.
No, it isn't. The book is the only thing that makes sense. Everything else is so messed up.
That's what I mean. The book has been serving up single course TV dinner emotions for you.
That's the point. That's why it makes sense.
No, it shouldn't. You're upside down, okay? The stuff in the book, it isn't real. Your body is used to organic, non-GMO feels, not these two-dimensional approximations of memories.
It's not supposed to be like this.
Like what?
It took me years to get a handle on my powers. Years. High school is tough enough, right? Before all of this, I was getting by. I could walk through the halls, and even if I wasn't alpha dude on campus, I could see how people looked at me. I got it. I won the lottery. I was protected or insulated or whatever by the guys I hung out with. I got okay grades, and that was fine. Yeah, everything was fine.
Okay, everything was fine.
Then this happened to me.
Your powers.
My fucking curse. I'm tired. I feel like... It's like... I don't even know if this is how drums work, but...
Hey, don't look at me.
But it's like... When I got these powers, it spread me out like a drum surface or something. Thin and pulled as tight as it can go.
I actually think that drums work with a variety of surface tensions, but I'll allow it.
Whatever. But everyone has a hammer, and they keep hitting me, and I keep taking it in and vibrating, and...
I think you meant mallet, but we're actually thinking drumstick, but... You
dude,
know,
I'm trying to explain, and you're... Yep. Even right now, you were happy because you felt clever or whatever, and you said the thing, and I said my thing, and you got nervous, and then scared, and then annoyed, and but going back between that and scared, and now you're curious and impatient and frustrated, and fucking... Yeah, I'm frustrated, too, and do you see what I fucking
yes,
mean
yes yes
every
yes.
fucking second of every fucking day, I get hit over and over, and I'm always constantly vibrating, and all I want to do is be still for 1 second, but the hammers never stop, and they're all different, even when they're familiar, because everyone is different and new and terrifying, and I'm fucking over it. Over everybody's feelings and problems with themselves or with others, or worse, me. I went from walking the halls of high school, seeing how everyone saw me, to feeling how everyone felt about me. And every other fucking stupid fucking thing. Do you know what it's like to live in a body that's just a revolving door for everyone else's shit?
Okay, okay. It's all right, you're at a breaking point. It's a quarter-life crisis, if you will, but it's okay.
It's a whole-life crisis. I used to play football.
Mazel tov?
That was my center. It's where I belonged. Even when the guys were dicks or the emotions on and around the field got to be a lot, I belonged there. Okay, it made sense. Then Adam was there, and he kept me green and balanced in a way I never thought was possible. Then I lost football when I graduated, because it's not like I'm going to go pro. And I became like every basic guy with a university lanyard and slides. Except I'm never like any basic anyone, because I'm me. So I'm just isolated and drifting through a city and a campus with thousands of people trying to find some sense of community or equilibrium. And guess what?
What?
I found it. Friends running orientations for new students. I got my community. And then guess what?
Ugh, I don't love this game.
My powers go haywire. And I lose my boyfriend, and I'm back to being fucking, I don't know, Kate fucking Winslet on that door in the middle of the ocean, just drifting, cold and alone.
Praying to God I'm not Leo in this current equation.
It's not supposed to be like this.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but...
Maybe if I could just try the book again, I can level out and make some sense of what I'm trying to explain, and...
No. I think I got it. I get what you're saying, Caleb, really. But let's just leave Mr. Speak and Spell alone for a minute, okay?
Concerned, sincere, pleased, disappointed.
Yeah, okay. You can stop with the emotional recitations now. It was a bad joke... Okay, the last one, I promise.
I'll stop when you stop invading me with your emotions.
Point taken. No, I return to my previous argument. That's not my fault, that's you. Which is totally okay, because you can't help it either. But Caleb, what did you think life was gonna be? Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not, so don't correct me, but you used the word fine when you described life before your powers. Fine is barely even fine. What do you think you're missing out on? And if we're talking about life and emotions, neither are static. You're not going to be thriving in the friend, relationship, and good feels department all the time. Same as how emotions aren't and shouldn't be blocks of immovable feeling. Life is about transformation. It's just one thing turning into another thing. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Easy for you to say, that's literally your power.
Yeah, well, used to be. But, I mean, yeah, okay, take me for an example. I used to work a crazy secret government job, and then I was locked up because of it. And then I got to travel the world. Now I'm possibly moments away from an ex-football player pushing me into the river. It ebbs and flows, Caleb. Much like that river. Please don't throw me in the river.
I'm not going to throw you in the river. I'm not out of control. Not like that, anyway.
All right. A question. What do you want?
I don't know.
Indulge an elder. First thing that pops into your head.
This is stupid.
I shouldn't have come here. I know I've got a problem in this. Look, this book makes me feel good and centered, but then the drop-off is so fucking horrible. This last week back in Boston was a nightmare. I know I played it cool over text, but...
For the record, you didn't.
Whatever. I need to recover from it, and I don't know how to get out of it, man. I don't. But could you please just give it back and let me use it for a minute? I'm really begging you, please.
No.
Please, Oliver.
I can't.
Yes, you can. I swear I'll figure everything else out.
No.
Fuck you, man.
No, fuck you. I know you don't mean that. Fuck you very much.
Oliver, come on, man. You can... Can't you see where I'm at?
I can, and I get it, but no.
I don't have a lot of time on this. I need to just try and use the book to get a handle on my powers. I'm really fucked up. As if freezing wasn't bad enough, Caitlin found out about what I am. I never meant to influence her, but I guess I did, and she figured it out somehow, and it probably cost me one of my oldest friends, and it's only a matter of time before...
Okay, we're dropping the noise and the bullshit. What do you want?
Oliver!
Say it!
I don't know!
Say it, kid.
Don't make me...
What, beat me up? I was joking about the river throwing. That's not you, kid. I don't need mind-feeling whatever powers to pick up on that. You're a good kid. Now, what do you want?
I'm not.
Stop it. Yes, you are. Now cut the fucking shit.
Just
what is it?
Give me a second.
No more seconds. Spill it.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Adam! Adam.
Your friend.
Yeah, my friend.
Okay.
But it's more than that.
Okay.
It's everything, like everything connected with him.
His feelings?
And mine, and everything that it meant, and everything that it did. Ever since we broke up, the reason that we broke up, why I pushed him away, I was scared. I am scared.
Scared about what?
That none of it is real.
His feelings or yours?
His. Mine. Both. I told you it took me years to get a handle on my powers. I finally felt like a superhero, like I could control it, manage it. And I had Adam there. The one thing on this planet I fucking care about more than anything else. The one person that I love with every single piece of me. And then this fucking stupid Pokemon evolution thing happened, and I started pushing feelings on people. Not a lot, but enough. And I thought maybe the feelings Adam had maybe weren't his feelings anymore, but mine. Me wanting him to love me like I love him. And then I thought how unfair it would be if I just kept him like an emotional kidnapping or something. I've seen what that can do to someone, and Adam deserves so much more than that. He deserves so much fucking more than me.
But if you both loved each other and these new abilities were, well, new, then what makes you think he only had feelings for you because of them?
I don't know, little things at first. He started pushing me to make other atypical friends. He got distant, and I stopped talking about atypical stuff because I didn't know how to tell him what was going on. The weird ways I was changing, and then he started acting weird and asking me questions about just my power. like all the time, and I couldn't just, I could feel his doubt, like so much doubt.
Where does the you manipulating his emotions part come in? You felt he cared about you the whole time, right?
What if I got scared? What if I pulled some fucked up Raiders of the Lost Ark idol switch with his golden real feelings and my fucking sandbag of fears? I mean, apparently I've been pushing feelings on the Caitlin for the past 12 hours and I had no fucking idea.
Okay, first off, I'm proud that you dug up yet another reference before Y2K. And second, you don't know that, dummy. You don't know that that's what happened. Have you even talked to him about it?
You mean the way you, Mark, are talking about things right now?
Ouch.
Sorry, that was stupid. I didn't mean to make you sad.
No. No, you're right.
It's not cool. Your thing isn't my thing. This silence is freaking me out. I'm not used to it with you.
Yeah, me neither. So, you're afraid Adam only feels what he feels because you put those feelings there?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, then. Well, that's dumb and stupid and not true, and you need to move on from that.
That's harsh.
Hey, I'm not your therapist.
You barely know us. How could you even know that?
Well, what I do know is if you love something, or in your case, someone, that much, then you just know. Even if your powers are showing up in surprising ways, you'd still know what was real. Deep down, you'd know the difference.
But what if I don't?
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly. Then you don't. But you have to trust him and not make choices based off of your powers.
It's me that I don't trust.
Well, then friggin' work on that too, kid. Sounds like you thought your life was going to be some way, and then it wasn't, or whatever the Friends theme song is. I didn't need to see you dance with the book to know that you feel like you have to control things. You gotta cut that shit out. You can't control anything.
I just want him to be happy and to have that happiness be real.
That's a sweet sentiment and all, but that's not your job. Not in that way, anyway. Your job is to feel what you feel and hope for the best.
But I can feel what he feels and what 100 people behind him feel too.
Yeah, life ain't easy. Oh, God. I'm hearing myself and I want to vomit from the after-school special dialogue.
After-school special?
Oh, and Gen Z rears its ignorant baby-soft noggin once more.
I don't want to feel this way. About me.
Well, the good news is, you have a say in that. No matter what's circling through that revolving door of yours, it's still your door. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, thank God. I don't think I had another round in me.
I just wish I had my confidence back. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you went through some shit. I can relate.
I feel like I haven't stopped going through shit.
Yeah, that's the human condition. And the atypical human condition. Basically, it all sucks, except for those rare times when you find stuff that makes it suck less. And in those rare, rare times, you hold on to what makes it suck less. Which, it sounds like that's still Arnold for you.
Adam.
Yeah, whatever you say.
So, do you want to tell me about yours and Mark's problem?
Ah, you aren't old enough for a conversation like that.
He's like my big brother. I could help. Besides, you know you're not that old. You keep acting like...
Hey, respect your elders. Focus on your big teen drama, existential college, what have you, and leave me alone. You feeling better?
Not better. Just feels good to say it out loud, I guess. What do you want?
Answers. To be fixed.
And you think the book can do that?
I think it's worth a try. There's something inside of it begging to be understood. And I'm good at understanding complicated things.
So, what are you going to do with it?
The catnip for Caleb? That's none of your concern.
I can look through it more with you. My powers could help.
I think we're good. You've had a little too much contact with this thing already.
So have you.
Yeah, well, someone has to watch after it, and I'm the only person that I trust. Okay, how about we agree that I hold on to it for now, you take a break, and I'll let you know if I need anything.
Okay.
I'm serious, Caleb. You're in some kind of memory emotion withdrawal, and we need to get you off this thing.
Okay.
Because it ain't safe, right?
No, it isn't.
And I think we're both using it to avoid some stuff. Stuff we should probably face.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Hey, so I'm gonna step out and make a call.
Okay.
Caleb, keep the book closed. I'll know if you opened it because I'll come back in here and it'll probably be tomorrow or something.
Okay. So you're calling Mark?
I'll explain it to you when you can shave.
Hey, Oliver. Thanks.
Sure thing, kid.
And you're right.
Dare I ask?
This book is dangerous.
Glad we're on the same page. Yeah, I know. Embarrassment. I am radiating embarrassment. God, jokes with you are a genuine buzzkill.
What you want is what I want. Nobody else should have their hands on this thing. I can make sure of that.
Caleb, where are you? It's 3 a.m. Kaylin said you went to clear your head, but she won't tell me what you guys talked about.
I'm okay. Actually, no, I'm not okay. Adam, I'm so fucking not okay, but I think I know how I can be okay.
Okay, Caleb, what are you talking about?
I've been doing something, trying to get a handle on my powers, and I've been using the book to...
What?
I've been using it to try and find my balance, and I know I fucked everything up and keep fucking everything up, but Oliver told me...
You're with Oliver? Caleb, where are you?
It's okay. I promise. I'm going to make it okay. I'm going to fix it.
Caleb, tell me where you are. You're not sounding like yourself. You're starting to freak me out.
I'm freaked out too, but it's okay. I've got the book, and I'm going to destroy it.
What? Is Oliver making you do this?
No, he doesn't know I have the book. Well, now he does, but I ran away from the boathouse with it, and I think I can destroy it.
Caleb.
I'm going to the tower, and I'm going to end this. We don't have to guard the book. Nobody should get hurt by it anymore. I'll destroy it, and then nothing will happen on Halloween. Everything will be safe.
Caleb, you sound...
Oliver told me not to use the book again, and I listened to him, but then when I got near the campus, I needed it. I needed it, and I don't want to need it anymore.
Just wait where you are, Caleb.
I love you, Adam.
All right, Book. It's done. That's it. You don't have the power over me or anyone else anymore. No, no! No one will be able to use you against me or my friends. You can't control me. I know who I am. I know what I want. I've been through all of this, and I can go through all this again, but I won't let you in.
Ah, I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
You.
Professor Seamus Blackwell, at your service. I'll be honest. I was expecting someone else.
Oliver, right? Look, whatever you're planning, you won't be able to do it. My friends and I...
Will stop me? With your mystery machine and Oliver, the talking Great Dane, I am not one to unmask, boy. I am older than you by ages. You can't harm me.
Want to bet?
Yes. Destroying a book. The hallmark of the rational.
You want to talk? When you... You're...
When I what?
You're trying to take over the world!
Dear paranoid boy, I'm trying to save the world, make it better for those like me, like you. You're like me, aren't you? Isn't it difficult out there? Isn't it hard, all the trials we face? No one knows what it's like for us. No one knows the struggles an atypical lives through, an empathetic atypical.
How do you...
But you and I, we can make the world better. We can use this book as a tool. It was never meant to control us.
It wasn't?
No, not at all. We were always meant to be in control. It's been reaching out for someone to use it the way it was meant to be used. You've not been given the proper tools. How could you? You've barely survived living in a world that wasn't made for you. The anger, the frustration, the struggles, the pain, always misunderstood. Try it. I know you want to. I feel it.
No. No. You...
Open your mind to the book. Let it feed you pure, untapped emotion. Let it clear your mind. It's heady, isn't it? Yes, the best feeling in the whole world. The clarity, the simplicity.
I can't. Please don't.
Is that you talking, Caleb? Or is that the calumny and consternation of the outside world?
Professor Blackwell.
Make your choice, Caleb. Who will you side with? Those who are like you? Those who know what you're going through? Or those that will never be able to understand?
I can't.
A pity. I seem to have gotten to you too late. A damn shame. You showed great power, Caleb. Great potential.
How did you know my name?
I know many things about you. And your friends.
Leave my friends alone!
They have nothing to worry about. So long as you work with me.
Never!
You say that. I was like you. Everything I felt. Everything. All at once. All the time. And then, when I got older, I found I was able to change it. Change the feelings in others. Sadly, it doesn't work particularly well on those who share my ability, or we wouldn't have a problem.
I guess consent is a foreign concept to you, huh?
Consent is such a small-minded concern. I prefer to think on a grand scale, have control of all the pieces on the board, know all the possible outcomes.
Like, how I'd be here?
That was always a matter of time. The book was always going to end up here.
That can't...
Who do you think made the book?
But it... It's ancient.
Well, yes, but many hands, you understand? And when I finally got my hands on it, I knew there was no way I would allow for the book to be taken from me again.
So you... What, you cursed it?
Primitive. I had someone adjust it. Ensured that no matter where the book traveled, it would always find its way back here. You see, Caleb, despite your friend's tenacity, they were always meant to fail. You chose the wrong side.
Caleb? Caleb, come on, answer me!
Adam?
Oh, thank God. I thought you hung up after, and I couldn't find you, and you weren't answering your phone, and Oliver didn't know where you were.
Where's the book?
Did you destroy it?
No, I came up here to get rid of it, to stop it once and for all, but I didn't realize the book was leading me here, and when I did, I was too late.
What? Why, Caleb, what happened?
I fucked up, Adam.
Fucking, just tell me!
It's Professor Blackwell. He has the book.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Brigham Snow and Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Brigham Snow as Caleb, Christian Brune as Oliver, Alex Gallner as Adam, and David Carey Foster as Blackwell. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. College Tapes is produced by Lauren Chibin, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.